Hello, everyone. Welcome to Shock It Presents Movie Night. I'm your host. My name is Rudy Obias. And joining me is...
Harry Nemeroff.
Sorry about that. I was just caught off guard for like a split second. In this episode, we're going to be discussing the new movie that comes out this weekend. This is director Jonathan Levine's follow-up to his, I believe, 2011 film, 50-50. This is his new film, Warm Bodies. And this is this movie takes place in the zombie apocalypse, where it's a kind of a love story between a zombie and a living person. I guess I'll be a little reductive and say maybe it sounds a little bit like Twilight, but instead of a vampire, it's a zombie. But I think this movie is a lot better and funnier and sweeter than anything I've ever seen in the Twilight series. Perry Nemiroff, what did you think of this movie?
I will definitely agree. It's above and beyond Twilight. It's quite a bit of fun. If you haven't read the book is entirely from the zombie's perspective. He can't walk and talk like a normal person, but he's able to narrate the entire story and explain his feelings. And it's incredibly engaging. And it's interesting to see that perspective of a zombie apocalypse versus what we usually see, which is getting the story from the perspective of the survivors. Well, the plot is very similar in the movie version, and also the narration. There's a lot of narration in the movie, too, that works really well. The book has a much darker tone, and as much as I appreciated that and how serious it takes the material, the way Jonathan Levine adapts it, which is with loads more comedy, is just spot on, and I think that's what makes it work as a movie.
Yeah, after we watched this movie, I asked you what you thought of it, and you said that it's different from the book in terms of its tone, that the book is actually a much darker and more grim than the movie. And I don't know if that would have translated so well in this movie. I like the approach. I agree with you. I like the approach that Jonathan Levine took with this, making it a little lighter. I haven't read the book, but taking a lighter approach, making it more romantic and funny. And I think in that way it made the movie very more accessible. And I think it's a very rare thing to see a zombie movie, a horror zombie movie, from the perspective of a zombie. I mean, I think perhaps there was a George Romero movie like in his Dead series that has that kind of twist to the zombie movie. But I really appreciated that here in Warm Bodies.
It's hard to take a story like that and have it presented on screen where it's like so blatant, where it takes away like the opportunity you have to like put your imagination into it when you're reading a book. Like when you're picturing it yourself, I think you're a lot more open to things like that. But when it's like flat out in your face in a movie, it's hard not to see a human fall in love with a zombie without rolling your eyes. So the fact that the movie is so self-deprecating kind of makes it okay. Like all the jokes they make about cliche zombie facts are funny because they're coming from a zombie.
Yeah, it's and I think it's even a little more unsettling seeing a zombie fall in love with a human and vice versa. That I'm almost like a zombie purist when it comes to my zombie movies. But I was actually okay with a lot of the things going on. I mean, obviously, if I was ever in a situation like this during the zombie apocalypse, I would just kill the zombie and not think about their feelings or anything. But this movie really does open it up to, I guess, getting the perspective of a zombie and why this couple should be together. I mean, this in many ways, this does play like a very conventional romantic comedy, which is good because this is kind of like an unfamiliar territory where horror movies go or romantic comedies go, but there's something about it that just is absolutely sweet and cute, and I really like this movie. I like the soundtrack. I want to pick up the soundtrack if it is available. I think all the music in it is pretty spot on. And I guess kind of the twist of what's happening to these zombies, and I think it's in the trailer as well that the zombies are changing, becoming more alive, going from death to life, was pretty refreshing. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in a zombie movie, period.
Yeah, I've never seen that either. I mean, to what you were saying before, I mean, this movie kind of doesn't follow zombie rules whatsoever. And, like, that kind of stuff is a little ridiculous and can be hard to digest. Like, Nicholas Holt's zombie goes from, you know, mumbling and just barely grunting to his zombie friends to all of a sudden spitting out almost complete sentences. The transition in that sense is kind of ludicrous, but they do a really good job at making R a really likable character and getting you to root for him really fast. And even though I don't think Teresa Palmer's performance matches up to his, you're okay with the relationship too and you want it to work out.
Yeah, I agree. I think probably the weakest element of the movie, unfortunately, is Teresa Palmer. Well, what else has she been in? I'm not really familiar with this actor.
She was in I Am Number 4.
Oh, yes.
But, I mean, that wasn't a very big role, and it was also kind of like one note and blah. She was also in Take Me Home Tonight, again, you know, a pretty one-dimensional role and not much to it. I mean, maybe I just haven't seen enough of her work, but I haven't exactly seen her in a performance that requires much range.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the case here. And also, she's so, like, she's really washed out and kind of blah looking the way she looks and also the way she presents herself here. And when you've got so many, like, really vibrant, fun characters around you, it's going to detract from the experience.
Yeah, and also I think her character was a bit underwritten. I think if there was a better actress in the role, a better actor in the role, or if the writing was a little bit punched up with the Julie character, perhaps that could have been much better than what we got in the film. But I think it's serviceable. I mean, there's definitely there's one moment in the film that if this moment works, then you buy into the whole movie. And if this moment does not work, I can see people absolutely being turned off by it. Fortunately for me, that moment, I'm not going to give it away, comes towards the end of the film, and it completely worked for me. And I think what I bring to the movie, how I feel about zombies and zombie movies, and me buying into that moment, I think Jonathan Levine did a great job in convincing me that this was the right direction for the movie.
Yeah, I know what moment you're talking about. And it kind of leaves you, like, so emotional that you can't help but to recognize that this movie won you over. So no matter what you don't think flies as far as the facts go, like, you enjoyed it. And that's just point blank. But back to Teresa Palmer, I'm much more hesitant to blame her for the role and the problems I had with it. It really does feel like it's probably a writing and directing issue.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that character was deliberately designed to make R come to life more. And maybe it was purposely underdeveloped to give that side of the story more weight. But then again, it might have just been an error too, because that character, you don't really experience any of the story from her perspective in the novel. And I think that was the weakest part of the film version, was when we experienced the zombie apocalypse from the human perspective. Because, like, I mean, John Malkovich is good and all, but you never really learned that much about his cause to understand what's going on and the severity of the situation beyond the airport.
Yeah, and I guess let me ask you, did you like the character of Julie better in the book then? I mean, was she more fleshed out then, no pun intended, than in the movie?
I would say so, but I would also say so because of my imagination and how I pictured her and how, like, you can't read that book without, like, feeling a part of R yourself. I mean, so much of that relies on his narration and his description of how he's feeling and how he's changing, that anything he wants in the book, you want him to have. And that happens to be her. So I wouldn't say that I directly loved the character that much in the book, but I loved her enough while reading the book through him. And that's a little weaker here. If anything, she gets that same degree of appreciation because Nick Holt is really good as R and he sells that. It's just, it's not as much as I felt it while reading the book.
Yeah, and to commend Nicholas Holt in the role of R in this movie, I did enjoy him quite a bit. That I, from the moment this movie started, I automatically bought into this this character, and I was rooting for him the whole time. I think it's a very clever way to introduce this movie the way they do. And listeners, if you're curious, I believe who put out this movie? Lionsgate?
Summit. Well, same thing.
Released the first 4 minutes of Warm Bodies, which you could check out on Shakya.com. And I think that's a great introduction. You buy into this character, if not necessarily the world, and I think that's enough of an entry to get into the movie. Otherwise, I'm not like that big of a fan of Nicholas Hoult. I mean, I think he was all right in X-Men, the last movie I think I remember him being in. I really like him in the British TV series Skins, at least the first two seasons where he was there. I thought he was really great in that, but I think him making the transition to movies, I just really didn't, you know, feel that same kind of intensity and charm like I did from his performances in Skins. But I really liked him in this movie, and I think he does give a great performance as a dead zombie coming to life.
He's a pretty good actor. He's really good in, I'm trying to think the last thing I saw where he was a single man? And what's the one that he was in when he was a kid too?
About a Boy.
Oh yeah, About a Boy. But yeah, in this one you can tell how good he is. Like, my biggest fear with this is that we were gonna see these familiar faces and just like feel like they're playing dress up as zombies and not actually, you know, being one with the part. But as funny as Rob Corddry is, and I think his comedic timing is absolutely perfect for this movie.
Yeah.
But when you compare their performances, Rob Corddry is playing a zombie and he's playing it for laughs. Nicholas Hoult has kind of, I mean, this is going to sound ridiculous because I don't think anybody is going to look at this movie and think about it so deeply, but he's got a deeper understanding of the character. He's much more calculating in his movements and the way he delivers his lines. You could just tell that he put like a really significant amount of thought into everything that he does.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Rob Corddry in this movie. I think he's pretty excellent as the character M, and he does definitely have the funniest bits, at least in like the tail ends of scenes. I always found him to be funny. He'd throw in like a little look or a little glance that always would make me laugh, and I definitely appreciate that with this film. I think this is a case for me anyways where it seems like the characters and the acting is more solid than the actual construction of the film. In saying that, I don't think that the movie comes together so well, namely in the third act. We have these different elements, the zombie element, the human element, and then this other bones,
the bonies.
The bonies, when zombies go onto the next level of being zombies. I don't think those three elements come together so well in the film's climax.
Yeah. I would agree. That was one thing I did miss was the ending from the book. I mean, again, it might just be the power of the book versus the power of the movie, but that it was a slightly different climax, and I don't know, it was a lot more poignant in the book and affected the characters in a more direct way, I guess would be a good assessment. But yeah, I mean, where this thing goes in the end, that's kind of where it goes off the rails, and you're like, this is kind of ridiculous, and I don't know. I wanted to roll my eyes a little bit in that big ending scene, but then when it kind of, like, took over me, and I was, like, overwhelmed with emotion, like, I can't make fun of this now, because, like, it made me feel that.
Yeah, it seems like this movie was willing to make these risks in the film's first two acts, which worked, but in the third act, they decided to play it safe. And it does become somewhat of a conventional zombie movie in that sense, and perhaps that just goes along with the whole, you know, this is a zombie movie type of world that Jonathan Levine is creating. I think that's my only ding on this film. Otherwise, I love the supporting cast. I love Annalee Tippin in this movie as Nora. As limited as she is in this film, I thought she was a breath of fresh air and just the added level of levity that you need from a character like that when she's introduced.
I'll give you that. Yeah, she's great. She's also another one that has a great comedic timing for the tone of this film, and she kind of like nails every line. It's also a lot of editing too. Like the, like you said before, the music is just excellent in this movie, and just the editing hits every beat on point and kind of puts the strings of story together in a way that keeps a really swift pace and kind of propels you from one scene to the next. It normally leaves you after each scene with like a laugh to hold on to, not even like a fleeting sensation that you're like, that was funny, and you forget about it. Like, you really remember moments of this film and lines of dialogue and things like that. It's not like some other tacky supernatural romances out there that you're going to forget about in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think Jonathan Levine, I mean, I've seen his last three films, including Warm Bodies, and I liked all three, from the Whackness and 50-50 and now Warm Bodies. And I'm definitely curious to checking out his other work before The Whackness, but I think this director is pretty solid. I see him having hopefully a good career in Hollywood and making movies, and I would love to see more movies from this director.
I think he's well on his way, and he deserved to get the opportunity to do this. I don't think anybody could have adapted it in a more effective way. He really did the source material justice.
You went on the set visit for Warm Bodies. Would you like to talk about that?
That I did. Well, it was easily one of the most memorable set visits I've ever been on, because it wasn't just going to set and interviewing the cast and checking out filming. It was a zombie for a day set visit, and we were actually dressed up as zombie extras. And while we did do the typical interviewing and observing, we were in scenes of the film and shots of the film. I mean, in the end, you only see a background blurry version of me, but I know which one's me, and that's quite a bit of fun.
Did you interview the talent while you were dressed like a zombie?
It was so awkward, too.
Because, oh, man.
My makeup artist convinced me to – everybody put these little black pill things on their tongue that dissolved and gave your mouth a black hue. And instead, he said it would be way cooler if he would paint yellow rot on my teeth. And it's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I wasn't going to say no to anything he suggested. So I said okay. And everybody else's mouth rot, like, washed away within an hour. And I was walking around with, like, thick yellow gunk on my teeth all day. Every time I smiled and I was, like, feet or inches away from one of the talent, I'm like, oh, my God, they think my teeth are really rotten.
Oh, that's sad. I'm sorry that you had that experience.
It was sad, but I had that experience overall. So, like, who am I to complain about anything?
Is anything else you want to talk about with Warm Bodies? I think this is a fantastic film, especially, I guess, right in time for Valentine's Day. John Malkovich, we haven't really talked about him that much in this movie. I think he's fantastic, and he's only in the movie for a very limited time, but, you know, he's very solid as John Malkovich. Playing John Malkovich is what I usually see him in movies.
Yeah. I brought it up a little bit before. I think he's fine. I mean, he does what he's supposed to do. That, I think that character's cause and purpose is not as developed as it could be. So I think he does function as a little more of a prop than anything, but he's fun to watch.
And it was pretty interesting watching this movie in a big theater full of people, and then the realization that washed over the audience when they realized that this was like a loose adaptation of Romeo and Juliet. That was pretty funny to me.
That comes across much clearer in the movie version than it does in the book.
Yeah,
like, well, it's so blatant in the movie. I'm surprised that I didn't pick it up as much while I was reading.
Yeah, I mean, in the movie, there are definitely a lot of cues that come from that make you think about Romeo and Juliet. I mean, outside of the characters' names, R and Julie, and then R's best friend is M. You know, it's there's like the balcony scene, which comes pretty late in the movie, and that was the moment when I felt people were like catching on to that. But I think overall, I really did enjoy this film.
As did I. I would recommend it. In a heartbeat.
Didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
So I guess let's wrap up this episode of Movie Night. Where can we find you online, Perry Nemiroff?
You can find me at Shockey.com, ScreenRant.com, and Movies.com. And you can also find me on Twitter. My handle is P. Nemiroff.
And you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Rudy_Obias. That's RUDIE_OBIAS. Torcast.com, Shakya.com, GiantFreakingRobot.com, and everything that is Rudy at RudyObias.com. What did you think of Warm Bodies? You can send us an email at, what is the email address I put up? Oh, ShakyaMovieNight@gmail.com. And, yeah, so on the next episode of Movie Night, we're going to be discussing Steven Soderbergh's Side Effects. That should be an interesting conversation, and we will try our hardest to be spoiler-free for that one. Closing out this episode of Movie Night, thank you so much for listening to our show, and have a good week.
There's no saving anything. Now we're swallowing the shine of the sun. There's no saving anything. How we swallow the sun. But I won't be no runaway, 'cause I the flood. We got another thing.